Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, welcome in, everybody. 4 weeks of March Madness and Blackhawks hockey. Glad to be back with you live here on 720 WGN. Mary, did you miss me? You can tell me.
Oh, hi.
Oh, yeah, it's me. It's Dave Plyer.
It's Dave Plyer.
How are you?
Who are you?
I know, exactly.
Who are you?
I feel like I slapped somebody on stage and was banned for like some period of time here.
I know. It's been kind of weird lately on Friday nights.
It's been weird. How are the Grammys and the Oscars? Did I miss anything?
No, kind of boring.
Nothing? Thank God. Nothing to talk about. Thank God. It was weird. It was weird not doing radio. I would just do it for my kids in the house. They got really aggravated. They just kind of left.
Did they move
the
out?
Room.
Yeah.
They moved out. Alex is nine.
That's
he moved
what you
out.
Were hoping. Yes.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you, we got a big show because I've been building it up for the last 4 weeks. So I've like jam-packed it for the next 4 hours or so. So in the second half hour, we're going to have actor Oliver Hudson. And he just wrapped up the first season of the top-rated Fox series, The Cleaning Lady. He and his family also moved back in with his mom, who's Goldie Hawn, and his stepdad, Kurt Russell, for a few months while they were remodeling their place. And so we'll check in with him and see how his famous mom and dad treated him while under one roof. Then there's a cool expo in town this weekend called the Chicagoland Antique Advertising Slot Machine and Jukebox Show. It's like a museum. But there's people there buying stuff all day. It's at the Lake County Fairgrounds. And the managing partner of the show, Kevin Greco, will join us to talk about all that. In the second hour, we'll talk to Lauren Majera about the Cubs home opening weekend. Author Jessica Mlynarek of the book Chicago Scavenger will join us to talk about dozens of unique, one-of-a-kind guests and quests that you can discover around our city. Later, David Arquette will join us about purchasing the rights to all things Bozo. Steve Darnall from Nostalgia Digest will be live in studio to talk about the 50th anniversary celebration of Chicago's iconic radio program, Those Were the Days. Plus, Mickey Dolenz will join us to celebrate the Monkees. He's heading to town next week to perform at the Rialto Square Theater. But first, the new season of Backstory is underway on WGN-TV, Saturdays at 6, Sunday nights at 11. The executive producer and host is Larry Potash in his leather jacket, and he joins us now. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Dave. What a show you have tonight. It's like the Love Boat.
I'm excited.
It's a six-hour show?
It's a six-hour show. Can I tell you, there's a streaming service called Pluto, and I was flipping through it, and the Love Boat was on there. And the variety of guests was amazing to me. And then when I actually watched the content, what a piece of crap that show was.
Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't hold up, not surprisingly.
It was Jimmy Walker, Suzanne Summers, Charo.
Oh, yeah.
Charo was on the boat.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there was a Tim Conway on there. And
yeah.
Hal Linden.
Of course. All right, so I have to ask you, Saturdays at 6, I can't keep track. So that's
how, that makes two of us.
That's how, I'm just going to say, in the 70s and the 80s, when we grew up, that's how networks tried to kill shows, is by shoving it around.
Yeah.
So you want to know why the Ropers didn't make it? It was all over the schedule, man.
Yeah.
It was all over.
I mean, it's a different world, and I just look at it as creating content, and at some point, you know, we rerun these through the year for that reason, because it's such a fractured media marketplace today more than ever. So people at some point hopefully pick it up and get a chance to see it at some point or another.
How many shows under the belt so far?
This will be the 38th episode.
Wow.
Coming up this week.
Wow.
So season 10, we do a series of four. And this is the second episode in season 10 this week with a reunion, a 40th reunion of the Playboy Bunnies.
Yeah, that is so cool. And, you know, I was just up in Wisconsin, and there was, in one of the hotels, it was the Grand Geneva that was the Playboy Club up there, right?
Right. You think of it as being this Chicago, L.A., Manhattan thing. And again, it's not the mansion. These are the Playboy Clubs.
Right.
And yet they had them in lots of different places. And these women say that in the 70s, when women were getting harassed at your basic corporate job, if they were fortunate enough to have a job, that they were treated pretty well. And if you touched them or said the wrong thing, you were out the door.
Yeah.
And so they had a very different experience. It was an interesting how that in that context of Playboy that they were actually treated better from a corporate perspective, in, at least in their opinion.
Well, and well protected. I mean, that was the big thing. Because you think about, you know, because I was, you know, you watch some of the things that were on television and so forth in the movies in the 70s, 80s, even the 90s. And I know even you guys on the morning news ran something, I don't know if it was this week or last week, about you giving out free hugs. And but when you look at that, and you knew it was some years ago, you're like, yeah, okay, fine. Would you go out and do that today? Probably not.
No,
right?
No, I wouldn't. In fact, I told him to delete that package from the computer because it just some things just don't hold up, you know. And that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, 62 more episodes, you're in syndication, my friend. Then you can quit. You can live the high life, swimming pools, movie stars, you know?
Right.
You're right.
Yeah.
Before we go to break, and I want to continue talking about backstory, Jim Ramsey, they announced today that longtime WGN TV weather guy passed away at age 69, 30 years with the television station, but he was always a guy, I was talking to Hoover about this, always a guy that said yes to doing some shtick with you guys on the morning news.
Yeah, and you know, he came off as such a straight kind of old school guy from another era, but he had a great sense of humor. He didn't look down his nose at what we were doing and didn't try really hard to be the comic, because that's not who he was, but he had a good sense of humor. And I really valued his insight into our show, because I would ask him for advice, and he really had good insight. But what a great, just a nice guy. And sad news, I just found out this afternoon.
Well, and there was there's been posts of some of his shtick that he was doing, and there was one on air and talking about things you probably wouldn't do today. He was on air with two Playboy bunnies doing the weather.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
You know, and he's calling him honey, and you know, whatever. But it was one of the funniest things you guys had him do. It was hysterical.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always put him in uncomfortable situations. We used to do a segment called Rappin' Ramsey, where he would, you know, like a William Shatner, just do a recital of some like Run DMC song or something. Right. That was great. He had no idea what he was talking about, but he went with it. And he was a great guy.
Really nice guy. I know Tom Skilling posted a really nice note on his Facebook page as well. We're going to talk about the new season, new episodes of Backstory a little bit more with Larry Potash.
He was the uncle I never knew, but the uncle I can't forget.
My dad saw him in the backyard about waist deep.
And the most important discoveries in history. Their connection to the most hated man in Chicago. New stories, new backstory.
All right, Larry Potash is joining us to talk about the new episodes of Backstory. And I really love the show because you take familiar headlines sometimes that we kind of are familiar with, but you take them on to unique stories that nobody's ever told before.
Well, thanks. And, you know, you think about some of the bigger stories in history, whether it's the witch trials or the Revolutionary War. And most people, maybe they give you a couple of lines from Wikipedia and then it gets foggy after that, right? From high school history class. And so not only do we try to fill in those blanks and maybe straighten out the historical record from some of the myths that we learned in high school, but we also try and find a way to make it contemporary. So when we did a piece on atomic veterans, veterans who were used as human guinea pigs by the government for atomic testing, we found this artist who was doing these amazing pieces of artwork from the photographs of those atomic tests. And it was some algorithm that turned it into color, and it was a mosaic, and I can't explain it. But we try to find a contemporary way to tell an old historic story.
You talked about the Playboy Clubs. What else is coming up this month on the new episodes here?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what's coming up this week.
Baseball cards.
The baseball card collection, you know, like you probably had baseball cards too. And I thought they'd be worth $1 million. And our generation, you know, for our generation, what did our dads always tell us? Their mother threw their cards away.
Yeah,
and
I hear it all the time.
Darn sure that wasn't happening to me. Yeah. But they started to become mass produced after a certain year, and so it's really hard for those to have much value unless you get a rookie card or maybe a Hall of Fame or But we went into the backstory. We used that as a way to go into the history of baseball cards and how they were made and how they lure the players into contracts. And it was really interesting. Stuff that I just didn't know. So it was a lot of fun.
Do you remember also back in the day, we'll say, there were also not baseball cards, but there were like cards with bubble gum from the wax packs from TV series like MASH and Happy Days and Starsky and Hutch and Charlie's Angels.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. They had Three's Company cards.
Yes. I mean,
yeah. And, you know, that's what happened with baseball in a sense is that you got too many companies getting into the game and it was confusing and So I was just my own curiosity, wanted to see what my card's worth and would they be valuable, the ones that weren't, could they be valuable someday, and the future of the industry in this digital age, is there any desire for this old-fashioned collection?
Right, exactly. Well, you and Mike D'Angelo do a really great job on the show.
He's a really talented photographer and editor, and you know, the viewers don't necessarily know his name, but people in the industry do. So, he really makes it what it is, makes it something special.
By the way, before Larry airs a new episode of Backstory, you can go to his Facebook page and you can get some bonus content with a little show called Crap I Found in My Basement.
Yeah.
What'd you find this week? Are you still looking tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to have to pull out and see what I got in there. I got a lot of old magazines and Super Bowl programs and documents. And
that's cool.
And, you know, a pair of binoculars from Cub Scouts. I don't know. I got to open up the cave, the crypt, and see what's in there.
So pour yourself a little drink and tune in to Facebook as well. Before I let you go, you were off on a little vacation a couple weeks ago, maybe, and Pat and Robin and Paul were talking about, I don't know if you saw this yet, what was different with the show when Larry's away? Did you see any of this?
I heard about it, yeah.
Let's take a little listen.
The first difference with Larry being away is the freedom to talk about flatulence without the fear of repercussions. You know, it's kind of the same way I get on Robin's case whenever anybody mentions feet. You know, it's science. It's nature and
biology.
Your proclivities or your objections to certain things should not dictate what we bring to the people at home.
Right.
And I really feel Larry, I love the guy and I think he's wonderful, but I think he's doing a disservice to all of our viewers and himself when he shuts himself off from discussing a perfectly natural bodily function.
Right.
Next up, and Dan, you may want to jump on the job here. Not a single album cover shown.
All right.
He likes his album
cover. Not a single album cover. Yeah. And, you know, I was trying to put my finger on what this show was missing, and it was obscure 70s album covers. Next up, we were not getting that daily ratings recap that rivals the Warren Commission report.
Because
we get the ratings are sent to us every week or every day. We get the ratings overnight, and then Larry takes all of that information and he puts it in a damn near a PowerPoint presentation to show us, you know, how much we're kicking the crap out of Channel 7. I mean, to the decimal point.
Tell him
just
your nickname.
Let me know when things are
Ricky Ratings.
Ricky Ratings.
It's a passion of his.
Next up, asking Anna to do or say something borderline inappropriate at least once a day. Here's the thing with him. I don't know that he ever does this, but it always feels like he does.
Right.
Yeah.
There's always something he'll say or do where you're kind of like, should I be laughing at that?
Yeah, is he borderline? At times I think, is he just oblivious to it, right? Like he doesn't see it.
And I'm sure he means no harm. Yeah. And
no,
maybe
he's
not saying or doing anything.
And he's
wrong.
Not.
You know, like there are some words that just sound dirty that they're not like, like I like the word succulent because it sounds kind of dirty, but it's not.
Yeah.
I think sometimes he says things that might, you be like, is that? And you're like, I'm just going to sit here straight faced and not go down with that ship if it goes down.
Right.
Next up, banging on the computer desk and thinking nobody at home can hear. You know, every time there's
a mistake on the screen.
You hear this?
I don't think they appreciate you, Larry.
Hey, listen, as long as the checks are coming in and people are still watching, you know, you can't, like, whether you're talking about MASH or you're talking about Cheers, you can't have five the same, right? You got to have a mix of characters, and whatever it is we're doing, it's more interesting than when it's on Good Morning America.
Well, you're not wrong.
We'll keep doing it.
You're not wrong. And I love what you guys do every single day. New episodes of Backstory airs Saturdays at 6, Sunday nights at 11. 7 on WGN TV. And again, before the episode airs, go to Facebook, Larry's Facebook page, Crap I Found in My Basement. Tomorrow, grab yourself a little drink and enjoy a very entertaining program. All right. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. Take care. Have a good one. You too.